Ooh, it was close.
Going. Yeah, I almost missed it. I was dallying and dillying and I accidentally opened up two copies of Audacity.
Sorry, I can always.
And I was
start
like,
over.
Oh no, two copies of Audacity. That's no good. Wow, my levels are really high. Woo, doggies. I will turn it down some.
Yeah, just don't turn it down too much. I like the fact that you're paying attention and turning it down, but...
Is that too low now? I think it's okay.
I have no idea. Oh, you're just testing.
Yeah, I think it's better now.
Right up until you yell Scott, then it'll just freak out. If we're good, then I'm going to open.
Do it, Doug.
Okay. You know what I mean? I think the worst thing is I think I'm doing more work now than I do when I'm actually in the office.
Probably.
Good Lord. It just jumped from one... hot button topic to another. Like, I got video calls going at the same time as Microsoft Teams chats and all this stuff going on. And like, I'm trying to check emails and pay attention to people on video chat, but not look like I'm ignoring them.
Hey, it's Donkey Teeth.
Donkey Teeth.
Oh, right. I know that guy.
Yeah, I don't get it. At my work, I sit in my office and nobody bothers me. Now that I'm working from home, I've had like 18 calls in 2 days. I had to be part of two Zoom meetings. Like, it's...
Yeah, I hopped through bunches of Microsoft Team meetings, and then I was on, you know, two go-to meetings, and then different people are using different tools. Pain in the butt. Doing the butt. Sexy, sexy,
sexy. Sexy.
Hey, I bet you sent out a script.
Oh, maybe.
He did. I glanced at it.
I had forgotten.
I don't remember any details of the game, so I don't know if he updated it. But I believe so. Him. Okay. You did have some spacing issues, I see.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
On the Burrow webpage, we now have like a Esri COVID page that shows you, as you know, stuff with maps and things for people who want, you know, central PA specific COVID data. Now you're all dying for that information. But
yeah, I probably won't look at it, but thank you.
What kind of maps? I have no idea.
It's just it's a really super long URL. Apparently we wanted to use every dash we could.
Yeah, you did.
And make it so you can't possibly type this in.
I thought the soon-to-be-named network was long. This is fantastic.
Yeah, they published this today, and I was like, what did we do? Why is the name so long? No, tiny URLs are blocked by most people anymore because they're not safe.
Hmm. 133? That's too many. Philly, what a surprise. Pittsburgh, what a non-surprise. Sorry, I was excited to see that there were zero deaths. I was less excited to see that zero people of the 152 have recovered.
Yeah. I haven't watched a little video. There's a little video from our mayor there. I'm not sure what he's saying.
Oh, is that your mayor? Is that the guy you found?
That's the after the exhaustive search.
You found Ron?
Ron Filippelli was the one.
Good for him.
According to Blue Wolf, this page is out of date.
I don't know. It says it was updated at noon on today.
Okay.
Sorry. I like that there was, you know, space between Blue Wolf letting us know that someone in PA died from the virus, and then he was like, oh, wait, I mean sadly.
All right. Let's get this going.
Well after 9 o'clock. Let's get started.
We had to wait forever for Ray to show up. Your God. Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 234th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, the world's most COVID-infected podcast about Marvel Puzzle Warriors.
That's not true. We have all tested negative.
We are also the world's least COVID-infected
yeah, that's true.
Podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I don't know. Apparently, I hear where you have, they have test kits, Ian. Here in the State College, I hear we don't have any.
I didn't say test kits. I said tested negative. I held my breath for 10 seconds like Geraldo told me. I was able to do so. Therefore, I am not infected.
What is that supposed to prove?
Geraldo said if you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, you're good.
Okay. All right. I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. Hello, folks.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
It goes. This is the week of one day post St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
Woo!
March 18th to the 25th of the 20 and the 20s. Your Deadpool dailies. Today, Squirrel Girl. Thursday, Doom. Friday, Mystique. Saturday, Hulk. Sunday, Falcon. Monday, Psylocke. Tuesday, Beast. Wednesday, Bullseye. Over in the 5-day, 4-star If I can say crash for 10 seconds, does that count?
Sure.
I don't think there's any way I can do that.
No. It's probably just as valid as of a test, yes.
Yeah, probably. The 13th, we had Rogue versus Iceman. Yes, it was Iceman. Iceman. How'd that go for everybody?
I did not enjoy it. I did not enjoy that whatsoever. He kept stunning me. I couldn't do anything.
I got a vigorous stunning as well.
And then eventually I did win without firing off a single power.
Oh, I got enough green. I activated her green whatever, and then she exploded on him, and that was that.
Yeah, I lost a few times because of the constant stunning, but then I got the green thing happening. Her red doesn't do a whole lot, but I was able to overcome Slider eventually.
Slider, what happened, man? I thought you wanted to be a pilot. All right, so number next, starting today, was the ever-loving blue-eyed thing versus Johnny Storm. Have you tried that one?
I haven't. Is that already... That's just today?
That started today.
No, I didn't even make it to the Deadpool Daily section. I was having a weird existential crisis about the game, and then I played a lot of PvP today and fought through it somehow.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Like, because I play on Steam, and now...
Does that somehow make PvP more palatable?
Nope. Let me give you some feed forward. I recognize that there are a lot of people who have been playing the game longer than me, and a lot of people who play the game a lot more than I do. Probably everybody listening right now. Steam keeps track of how long you play games, and I haven't bothered to really pay any attention to that. I just played a game to get it done and get going with the rest of my day. When I saw that I had played over 3,200 hours of Marvel Puzzle Quest and realized that I have wasted 134 days playing Marvel Puzzle Quest and all the other things that I haven't achieved in my life, I got really sad and really upset with myself and the game.
Now, granted, if you take those 3,200 hours and divide it by like the $20 you've ever spent, you're really getting the value for this.
I agree. I agree with that very, very much so. But, I things got real dark for a little bit, and I logged on today, and I was just going to play. But there was, I'm telling you that the hill to die on was, or to spy on was a fantastic pun. So I had to give that a try. And I don't know, I just started, I hit a good wave, and I started going really strong into PvP, and I made it, you know, further than I normally would ever try. There was some, turns out, even with the progression of the game, Teen Jean is still very good.
Yeah.
So she was hanging out with somebody or other. Oh, Deadpool. Like, Deadpool was there in case of emergencies. Jean did all the heavy lifting, and I got to try out Maria Hill a bunch of times. I mean, even some teams that I shouldn't have been fighting, I was like, yeah, I'm not really here to play. I'll fight this Kitty Pryde and Rocket and Groot team. And Jean was like, I'll take all those strike tiles. I'll match everything in a way. Okay, everybody dies, we win. I was like, that's fantastic. Let's keep this up.
Nice.
So, I made it through it. I still, now that I've reflected on it, I still feel sad about the game, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I just, that number was larger than I expected. The only time that I see numbers that large, or if I were to log on to, like, Craig's Steam, since he wakes up in the morning, logs into Civ, puts it on pause for 7 days straight. And it thinks that he's been playing Civ for about 107 years.
You know, I'm curious. You just hold on a second. I'm going to launch Steam and see what it says I have in Civ 5.
It's probably the most amount of time I've ever heard of in a game.
I do like what Sluggo said about your numbers. After looking at his WoW time, he said, you got to pump up those numbers. Those are rookie numbers.
I figured. I just didn't feel great about them. So anyway, the point of that pointless story was that I didn't get to the Deadpool dailies.
Do you want to make a guess?
I only played PvP. How long does it think you played Civ 5?
Yes.
Is it in hours?
Yes.
I would estimate that it probably 11,000?
A little low.
Wow. 12,000?
Yeah, it's 12,572 hours. And I only have about half of the achievements you can get in the game. I've got 72 hours on Civ 6. That game sucks.
I can tell.
It's not fun.
Don't tell Paige. She's playing it right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Civ 5 is so much better. I miss Civ 2. That one was like the best.
That was solid.
That game was great. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
The 23rd, we have Sue versus Nova? Question marks?
I don't know. Unless they changed it, she should be going against Quicksilver.
I don't know. I was looking at the graphic. Looks like a...
I agree. That kind of looks like a Nova head.
Oh, no. That's that. He's running fast. It's definitely Quicksilver. There's lightning around him.
Oh, apparently that's some DC character.
Also named Quicksilver?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Max Mercury. All right.
You gotta love it when you know, the character's real names really line up with their superpowers. Thank God he was born with the name Mercury, so he could be fast. If he was like Bob, you know, Turtleson, and he would, and then was a speedster, would not work.
Too bad he wasn't named Blackagar Boltagon.
That's true. Blackagar Boltagon is the dumbest name. All right, moving on. Storyland, you got Lost in Time, I think it's still running. That'll get you Mohawk and Robin Sparkle's covers, some Sparkles and Carnage Shards. Top 100 folks get Nova and Sinister Shards, and then it is Daredevil with Sinister and Nova Shards. Thick as Thieves is coming up next. Sinister Shards, Nova and Daredevil covers. Goathead Shards, Karnak and Widow covers. Honor Among Thieves is after that. More Goat Shards, Karnak and Widow covers. And it's Old Man Meatbag Shards, Kara Leader Dean, and Star-Lord covers. In the Wheel season, right now it's Hollow Point Kiss, or Suck My Kiss, as it always says in my head. They get you some Fury Shards, Widow and Fury covers. Top folks get Nico and some Cliff Shards. All right, patch 198. Andy, sitting down.
Oh my goodness, in a brand new squeakless chair with some lumbar support? You bet I am.
All right, we're actually getting a clue before the character comes out.
Oh!
We haven't had that for a while, it seems. All right, so this week's clue is, mostly come out at night. Mostly. So the freaks come out at night.
Yeah, that's what I thought so too. Is there someone with freak in his name?
Yeah, you know, Thrakazog? I don't know. Freakazoid?
Oh, Freakazoid?
Yeah. Susan?
Freakazoid can't be a Marvel character.
Wait, mostly come out at night, mostly. That's a quote. That's a movie quote.
All right, I believe you.
I'm jogging my memory here. I'm close. Aliens. The little girl says it in Aliens.
So when
Ripley
nuked?
Finds the little girl, she says, well, they mostly come out at night, mostly.
So is there a Marvel character named Newt?
Is there a Marvel character named Ripley?
I don't know. Now I'm hoping that we get like an event with Brood. we need the Brood, right?
Is there a character called Xenomorph? How about that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is Ronan the Accuser a character in this game yet?
Yeah.
He's an alien.
Sure. I was like, what?
How did you get to him? But okay.
Oh, alien. I'm just guessing alien characters now.
All right. So, yeah, we have no idea. All right. So, for patches, it fixed a bug where some players had the same shard shop contents. I'm not sure what that means. Were players not supposed to have the same shop contents? Character comics of the roster screen have been updated to include a shard meter.
Yeah, I saw that.
What's the shardometer look like? I haven't.
I can't wait. Yeah. Look,
it's like a bar that when you pull up your roster, it shows you a bar across, and it's so you can easily see how many shards you have for every character.
Yeah, so you're saying I go into the roster and pick somebody.
You don't have to pick somebody. It's like you see it in the roster.
Look at that. Huh.
Well, that is easy.
That's handy.
Yeah, it is.
Clicking the shard icon will allow you to toggle them as favorite. Oh, you can do it right there. Isn't that nice? Good improvement, guys. When viewing a character from a roster screen, you can now press a button to toggle the UI around the character. Oh?
Yeah, so press you can actually see the character, the full character, the artwork.
Okay. Corrected how some covers were attributed in the character info screen. And now, you can now back up your game to Apple, if you like. However, if you do so, all your Facebook rewards stop. So keep that in mind.
But I did hear that if you do back it up to Apple, it'll still prompt you to share on Facebook. And then if you click OK, it asks you to log into Facebook again. So
That seems inconvenient.
Yeah. As long as the rewards are going back and forth, I think I'm sticking on Facebook.
I think that is it in the news. You guys have anything else? Oh, wait, there was news. What's that? Where's that at?
I don't know.
All right, coming very soon, likely this week.
Oh,
opening
yeah.
Opening a pack will have a chance of also providing a quote-unquote large amount of shards for a favorited character. This is in addition to the static amount of shards you gain by opening packs. So it's kind of like bonusy heroes again, but with shards.
Wait, what's a pack?
When you open up a thing. Token. Yeah.
Oh, what happens when I do this?
You have a random chance of getting a quote-unquote large amount of shards for a favorite character.
Oh, that's how nice. How long?
How large is large? I don't know.
Now, how long does this last?
I'm assuming it's going to be permanent.
Oh.
It says it will be added very likely this week.
That sounds great.
So I almost forgot about that part, but that part's important.
Yeah, that's super exciting news.
Yeah. So now, is there any other news?
We had a couple pieces of local news from Pirandiac.
All right.
One's kind of an opinion, but he says the Stop Summers on Allen Street is a really boring group. I'm looking for others. very true. Local news number two, and I loved this one when I saw it. Gumby's was closed because health inspectors found out that someone was getting a tattoo on the prep station. So yeah, Gumby's is a really disgusting place.
Does this somehow make pokey sticks less delicious?
I have been told that they are no longer operating as a tattoo parlor. So that didn't come up in a meeting this morning.
When I was told that they were temporarily closed due to tattooing on the prep station, I said the only word that I find a problem with that is temporarily. yeah. Anyway, that's all the local news from our part of the world from Tallahassee. So
sorry, to make the show a little bit older for a moment, all I can picture is someone getting pokey sticks tattooed in a very specific place in themselves.
And you ruined pokey sticks for me. I'm out.
All right, let's go to the sitcom bracket. How about that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
All right, so we get a big event here for the Elite Eight here. Okay. In the top left bracket, we have 30 Rock versus Arrested Development.
Two really good
shows.
To me, this is still clear, though.
Yeah.
It is to me, too, but I very much enjoy both shows.
Okay. I will support both of what you said, because you're both correct. I also very much enjoy both shows, but 30 Rock is much better.
Yeah, 30 Rock is 30 Rock.
All right. Yeah. Landslide.
Okay.
Yeah, that was easy. I'm not even going to fight for it.
In fact, I just started rewatching 30 Rock again on streaming the other day. I was like, whoa, 30 Rock. I had forgotten some of the jokes from season one. It was kind of fun. The bottom corner, we got Cheers versus Friends. Also a battle of Titanic sitcoms.
Hmm.
Oof.
Yeah, see, my vote has been secured. I've already gone over the fact that I am not a huge fan of Friends, and Cheers is just thoroughly enjoyable.
See, I'm totally going to go Friends. I think Friends created its own sitcom genre off of which many a sitcom has spun, and I think that the market value of Friends is so unbelievably high after so many years. Like,
right.
No one's shelling out, you know, $2 billion for the syndication rights for Cheers.
Well, I'm not sure about syndication rights, but I would imagine they still are pretty hefty. But I mean, Cheers spawned off an actual physical location of a couple bars.
Oh, I have no doubt, not to
mention a couple actual shows.
I have no doubt that Central Perk exists and several Central Perk knockoffs exist.
I don't even know what that is. So
see, you didn't watch Friends. That's where they hang out and get coffee all the time.
Yep.
Coffee was very popular in the 90s, right? Very popular. We went through a whole coffee phase because of Friends.
I'm trying to find rates here. Apparently in 2001, Nickelodeon paid $69 million for Cheers.
Okay. How much did Netflix pay to stream all the seasons of Friends last year?
I don't know. It was absurd amounts of money.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wasn't it like $1 billion, something like that?
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
The other thing that Cheers has that Friends doesn't is all the Norm Peterson quotes. I mean, you just, that right there can cheer me up any given day.
Well, apparently it makes enough that the cast members still make $20 million every year for a show they haven't worked on in forever. Yes. They receive 2% of the syndication income, which is $20 million for each person per year. The show brings in about $1 billion per year for Warner Brothers. They get $20 million a year for sitting at home.
Friends for half a decade redefined ladies' haircuts.
That's a true story.
That is a true story.
Do you have a Monica? I mean, what do you got? Yeah.
Gotta have the Rachel. Everybody
did have the Rachel, but, you know, whatever.
I can't believe you're going with it because of the money it made.
It was a good show. It was as good a show as Cheers, I think.
It's a very funny show.
And it had a marginally better ending, but only marginally. This was definitely the closest fight for me in the bracket so far.
All right, moving to the right.
Yes.
When something that for me has, you know, only one answer. It is The Good Place versus Scrubs.
Yeah, this is the same conundrum as the top left. I enjoyed both very much, but my goodness, Good Place is brilliant. So far beyond Scrubs. Scrubs is excellent, though. Scrubs deserved to make it this far and is still a show that I enjoy, but The Good Place, excellent.
Especially since I got to watch about 9 seconds of it being filmed once. The first time we were at Universal California and we took the Universal tour, they were filming The Good Place. And as our bus drove past, I could see some of the actors for a couple seconds.
Nice.
Right? And that was before I knew what The Good Place was. So I was like, what is this show?
Well, I was on that trip with him, so I experienced the same thing.
Okay, I didn't know if you were like not saying anything because you were still too distraught about Cheers.
Well, that is true. That is true. However, I have no argument against what you said about The Good Place and Scrubs. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed Scrubs, but
not a chance.
Boy, another super tough one up in the top right here.
It feels like it is, but it's sad and reversed for me.
I know. This is
How I Met Your Mother is...
It's a sad story, but in reverse.
Yes!
That's funny.
How I Met Your Mother is a much better show than Seinfeld, and Seinfeld is absolutely going to beat How I Met Your Mother in this bracket.
I think it should. I mean, do I love How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
But Seinfeld is Seinfeld. I mean,
absolutely.
It's the second spinner. I mean...
Yeah, it's almost untouchable. I don't know how you get past
I don't know what we're going to do next week. It's going to be mayhem. Like, I just don't know what to do.
Friendship terminated.
It may be. Like, we're going to have to, like, dig out some ball bats or something.
Yeah, I feel terrible about Seinfeld moving on, but that's the correct answer. I don't want to be blinded by my own bias all the way to the finale.
You know how it's a good compromise? Nobody's happy.
Because, God, I love both of those shows so much.
I didn't, but...
Freaking Hagging Chad. The worst costume ever. That's a good episode.
That is a good episode.
All right, so Seinfeld's moving on?
Seinfeld definitely moving on.
I guess.
All right, there you go. Come back next week, folks, for the final four. All right, moving on.
Willie, the drama though.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
A lot of comments this week, but let's start off with what's up on Reddit. Brawny 216 said thumbs up for the sneaky Little John what drop. It always gets me. You're welcome.
Okay.
That's less harder to work version. In.
Yeah.
D-Wing says, I want the game show bracket to include the game show bracket that we theoretically came up with.
Oh, right, I forgot. We said we were going to do that.
We did pepper that in there, but Ray was so sad about it, I let it die.
Okay.
He said that he wants it to include Scrabble and whatever the one was where you decide license plates.
Oh, that was a good one.
That is Bumper Stumpers, and I would hear no smack about that show. That show was awesome.
That's still, yeah.
I love Bumper Stumpers.
He wanted to include it. And by the way, Dex 1138 came on and said, Bumper Stumpers.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Bumper Stumpers.
That was a good show.
This is a plate belonging to an ER nurse. So awesome.
Never heard of that show. All right. D-Wing continued, congrats to State College for making the weekend update on SNL because of the Taco Bell vigil.
Yeah, we had the big Taco Bell vigil.
Yeah. I'm making a show on SNL and it wasn't related to a certain person in jail.
Yeah, exactly. It was only dumb instead of horrible.
Right.
Yeah. True story.
Craig's TV criteria are the network equivalent of, quote, this is gross, here, taste it, end quote. Ian wins the episode, however, for triggering Craig regarding vodka. Man, he can do that so easy, apparently.
Vodka's gross.
I'm starting to think Craig's cruise recap should be their own bonus episode for our Patreon subscribers. Man, now he says it. It's a little late. And he's a little disappointed that Hill doesn't have a lot of obvious synergy with Fury or Coulson. Yeah, I get that. I don't know. Maybe she does. I just haven't been paid that much attention. But and finally, he says, all the sports are now canceled. I am filled with depression and rage. I do not share. This whole sequestering thing is like an introvert's dream come true. It's you, no sports, stay at home, play all the video games you want. It's amazing. All right, so we have something to take up a little time here. This is from Samurai. We may not have baseball for a while, but we do have potential ballpark foods to talk about. It's time to play another round of dope or with Ian.
All right, what do you got?
Crazy foods come from the Texas Rangers, who asked their fans to vote for one of these during the upcoming season. First off, Steak Finger Rileno, a poblano pepper stuffed with steak finger and jack cheese, battered and deep fried, topped with your choice of queso, chili, or ranchero sauce.
100% yes. Dope.
Number two is the Ranger's Bomb, smoky chopped brisket mixed with cream cheese, jack cheese, and jalapenos, battered and deep fried, served with barbecue sauce and white gravy.
What else am I going to eat with that other thing you just mentioned? Dope.
That sounds awesome if you take away the gravy, the barbecue sauce, the peppers, and all the cheeses. That sounds great. And don't deep fry. My God, it's brisket. What the hell's wrong with you?
All right. Number three, and this is the last one. Brisket egg rolls. Tinder House smoked brisket, shredded and rolled up in an egg roll wrapper, deep fried and served with barbecue dipping sauce.
Again, CA, do not deep fry your brisket. No, what is wrong with you?
That last one sounded so good that I would still say it was dope and eat it after Craig tried a bite, got disgusted, and threw it on the ground. I would pick up that same egg roll and continue to eat it.
Yeah, the egg roll thing, it sounds amazing to me. All right, so who's the winner then?
Oh, of all three of those?
Yeah. By the way, I have the actual answer, so.
Oh, what's going to be a thing? Well, the egg roll is going to be a thing. It's easy to eat. You don't need utensils. It can easily be, you know, served at the ballpark. That's clearly the winner. But the middle thing that you mentioned that I can't remember, but it sounded amazing.
The Ranger
Bomb? The first one is like borderline restaurant food. The bomb, it sounds delicious, but it's got too many things going on. And if I were the, you know, in charge of, you know, whatever culinary decisions are made at the Rangers, it's got to be three.
All right, here we go. The Twitter poll, 42% went for the brisket egg rolls, 37% for the Ranger Bombs, and 21% for the steak fingers. So you nailed it exactly the way it went down.
Okay. Nice. Yep, that's A+. All right. Them. Well done.
Yeah, and those brisket egg rolls. Man, I really want one now.
So I have some non-news news, but so Craig, do you still get updates from Steel City Con?
I have not gotten any, no.
This next one, the level of celebrity is too high for the Steel City Con even. Is it John Lovitz, you ask? No, he's there, but not that exciting. Is it Jesse Ventura, you ask? Nope, he's there, but not nearly as exciting. Oh! Are you Craig? And are you excited that Loretta Swit and Jamie Farr are there? Of course you are, because MASH is garbage and you love that sort of thing. But no. No, I say. It's not even the fact that Booger and Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds are there. Do you know who is there, Craig?
I do not.
Catherine Tate is there.
Oh, I want to murder her!
I know! You could live your dream of punching Donna Noble right in the face, right in the middle of your photo op.
Oh, that would be amazing, because she totally ruined an entire season of Doctor Who by being the worst effing character they've ever made.
Will Wheaton's going to be there. That's pretty nice. But yeah, I could just see you.
Let me pull this up here. Man, I totally want to go see Jesse the Body, though. man, him and Lovitz? That sounds like a dream come true.
No, really, I mean, there are some people who I thought you would genuinely enjoy. John Barenthal's going to be there. He seems nice. But really, when I saw that Catherine Tate was there, I was like, oh my God, I got Del Craig.
Oh, clearly she's not allowed to leave the UK, right? So she's not coming.
Oh, maybe. Travel ban.
When is this coming? When is this happening? It's even on my birthday!
Yeah, it's over. Yes. That's your birthday wish.
My birthday wish is I could go punch Catherine Tate in the face. Wow!
It's not being canceled for some reason.
Man, I really want to go see Jesse Ventura and John Lovitz. I just wanted to have him record like something where he just looks at me and says, "It stinks." That's all I really want.
That's all I got for you, dude.
Man, that is exciting. I pulled up the webpage, and I don't know who some of these other people are. Like, what a Kaylee Fleming is?
I don't either, but judging from the costume that she's clearly wearing in that picture, she's the baby that was born on Walking Dead and is now a 9-year-old or an 8-year-old.
Oh, dear God. People still watch that show, huh?
Yes. I'm not one of them, but yeah, I'm sure it's still popular.
Yeah, I mean, I was a big fan of that show for a long time, and I just can't stand it anymore, so...
Yeah, just way too much.
Where would I know Rachel Lee Cook from? She sounds familiar.
She's All That.
And A Bag of Chips?
No, she's just All That. She was wearing glasses, she took off her glasses, and is now the hottest girl in school.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
Come on, Craig! You disgust me.
There's a large amount of Freddy Krueger-related people there.
There are. There are a lot of victims, and Robert Englund himself is there.
Huh. Well, there you go.
That would not be the first time he's been there, but...
Right.
And Rikishi.
I totally just want Donald Gibb to just stand at the entrance, and every time people walk in, he goes, "Nerds!"
That would be amazing.
That would be worth the price of admission.
Like, yeah, can I just hand him $20? Like, if he's so sad, like, every time he shouts at me, like, "Here's another 20, dude. Do it again."
All right. Well, we were on listener comments. We are now off listener comments, so.
Great. So, yeah. Oh. Let's see.
So I should move on then.
Yep.
Okay. So once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want,
to pump
you up.
All right, let's check everybody's favorite infographic to see if it can guide me with limited misinformation about who is boosted this week. 3-star characters who are very valuable to me when I need boosted characters. Beast is boosted extra healing from his yellow and extra green AoE as long as you make sure you get those blue, some sort of blue tile going. A blue special tile, blue countdown, blue strike, blue whatever. And he'll do you all right. Who else? Doctor Strange. Oh, man. He was one of the... he was excellent. I don't want to say best because I'm wrong about most things. But his ability to just decimate goons is fantastic. I don't know if any of that is affected by him being boosted.
Yeah, Goon Blast will do more damage.
Does it?
I mean, I don't know that many goons can take more damage, but yeah.
Right. Oh, good. So his Goon Blast is pumped up. Does his... Do his Crimson Bands do damage, or do they just stun you? Aha! That's what I thought.
I don't know, sorry, my brain got sidetracked as you said pumped up for again there, and it recalled to me that, assuming that Moving On was not going to be canceled, the feature band for this year at Penn State's Moving On was going to be Foster the People.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, I want to go see them.
I also want to go see them.
And just, now they're not coming.
Just for that one song, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure their other songs are probably okay.
Their album's not bad. Have it on the Amazon Musics.
Oh, my goodness. Kamala Khan boosted? She's very good.
Yeah, she is.
extra healing, extra green AoE. Wow. What a good way to make Squirrelgirl. She's not super good, but man, if that power didn't end your turn, I would like Squirrelgirl a lot more. Because I like that the squirrels come and menace you. I like dropping nuts on your head. I like Craig's desire to wreck our G rating. and those shields are the protectiles are very good as well. Star-Lord, green AoE again. Everybody's dishing out as much green AoE as they can, except for Doctor Strange. If you're in 3-star land and you like green AoE, this is the roster for you. So I don't know what his other two abilities do. They're not very good. If he's not flying in with a starship to blow things up, I'm not trying to use 3-star Star-Lord. Okay, 4-star boosted characters. Black Cat, I remember her.
She'll scratch your eyes out.
She will. She's got purple damage. It's going to be boosted. I believe her trap tiles, they're going to be more potent. And she will scratch your eyes out with her green for a little extra damage. If you're stunned and you can't move away, she'll do even more than that. Everybody's favorite 4-star, Captain Marvel, is boosted. The strike tiles that she puts out are huge. They're going to be huger. When that countdown tile counts down, she's going to do an awesome amount of damage with her photonic. Nope, that's not a word.
Photonic?
Oh, nope. I'm out of words. Her black ability does a lot of damage and puts out big strike tiles. If you can match strong colors with the other team, her green will do some good AoE damage as well. Oh, Karnak, he's brand new. I don't know anything about him. Let's see what he does. His red does some damage and some extra damage. And his blue apparently does some damage as well. So there you go. Good for him. And now here, my only gripe this week. There is a character, which I lovingly call Captain Falcon. There is a picture of Captain Falcon, and it is in relation to Hulkbuster. Come on now. It's not Slider. That's just an intentional misdirection. That's just Samurai being Samurai.
No, I thought that was Judge Dredd.
Nope, that is definitely Captain Falcon.
Judge Dredd, that's clearly a Marvel character.
Well, Captain Falcon isn't a Marvel character.
Well, what does Judge Dredd have to do with Hulkbuster?
What does Captain Falcon have to do with Hulkbuster?
That body armor to me looks like Judge Dredd.
I love it.
I am the law.
You're out. Yeah. It doesn't look too far off, but your out of touchness is really endearing sometimes. This is definitely one of those times. But yeah, if you have enough red, Hulkbuster can punch a hole in just about anything. He's fantastic. Now that he's boosted, even more so. His protect tiles are boosted. His strike tiles are boosted as well. Oh, Spider-Woman. Well, I believe her red does some damage and some AoE and some stun. But it is very, very expensive. And half of her purple puts out trap tiles that could potentially deal damage as well. So those would be boosted. Now, I don't intentionally use Spider-Woman, but I have. I feel like this has happened to you guys as well. And the infographic always provides me with some insight as far as recommended builds and whatnot, or at least the way our good friend UNC Samurai chooses to build them. Have you ever used Spider-Woman, Craig, or Ray?
When she was, you know, forced upon me.
Sure.
Ever? Sure. Yes.
Yes. To any recollection of her abilities and what she does?
I mean, you just said some of them, so yeah.
Right. So here's my issue, because he's recommending a 5-5-3 build, and I understand that because the red is 14, and I'm sure that weighs heavily into his decision-making. That purple is close to unusable, and pumping it up to a 5 just seems even more useless. I can't see her running at anything other than a 5-3-5.
Apparently I have her at a 4-4-5 for who knows.
That's the correct build. Now, in a first time ever, I have the build offered for, you guessed it, Karnak, is 5-4-4. And now I'm not sure if that is the correct build, or if perhaps this is a character that Samurai just happens to not have champed and he hasn't had a chance to respec him, but I'm also curious about that. Either way, I like it. Let's see what Samurai recommends as far as these boosted folks are concerned. Yep, Kamala Khan, super good. Carol and Hulkbuster, super good.
Oh, right. Karnak creates critical tiles.
Yeah. PvE this week, Thick as Thieves and Honor Among Thieves. It's a lot of goons. So that means you can experiment with lots of different things. But Doctor Strange is boosted. He'll blast away all those goons.
Yeah.
Kamala Khan. Yeah, everybody's really good. What a good mix this week. At least in 3-star land. I don't know. Captain Marvel's usually enough to carry 4-star land people and make them happy. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who is boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
So Samurai did put up a little bit of, in his defense. The top two builds are 553 and 355. So more than, I don't know, it's like 70% of the people have purple out of 5.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Purple, I hate. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I understand.
Crazy.
Okie doke. Let's move on.
Okay.
It's time for team up time.
Already?
Yes.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Nice. Are we sponsored by Cannibal Corpse this week? You enunciated a little bit too much for Cannibal Corpse.
I know. That was far too clear.
Yeah. All right. This week is another listener suggestion. However, it is a team that I use absolutely every day. And it doesn't require that many covers. It is a 5-star team, but don't stop listening now just because you don't have many 5-stars. It only requires a few covers, and I'll tell you about that near the end. So here's what they said. You start off with Old Man Logan and throw in a little Thanos. So Old Man Logan has regen to basically ignore Thanos' court death. And Thanos does what Thanos does. And if you're not familiar with it, Thanos, as soon as you take somebody out of the fight, Thanos courts death. Death comes forward and does a tremendous amount of damage to everybody. Now, that is your team, as well as the other team, but a significantly less amount of damage to your team. But yeah, you have Old Man Logan there. Next couple rounds, he's healed. Like, it, as long as you've got a couple of heroes with him, he heals up no problem. So the two specific instances where you can use this are, A, use OML, Thanos, and Black Panther to clear the big enchilada. This is what I do every single day. Also use it for low-level wave nodes. You just kill one person, Thanos stuns Black Panther, and then Black Panther comes out of the stun, kills one person, which triggers Thanos to kill everybody else. It is really good for the big enchilada. B, you can use Old Man Logan, either version of Thanos, and 5-star Thor. Now, Thor is not normally on this team, but you can throw him in there in order to hurt him and get him down to half of his hit points. And then as soon as he gets to half, you throw Black Panther back in and clean up your low-level nodes. So as to the covers, you need at least one in Old Man Logan's yellow so that he can heal, at least one in Court Death for Thanos, and at least one in Black Panther's red. And then if you're going to be using Thor, you need one in his green so that you can use him when he becomes, you know, half Thor. So it is a pretty efficient team against anything low level, but it's also really dangerous to fight just in any case, because if you do manage to get off a bunch of black and get Old Man Logan converted over into his angry version and change all of his powers up, he can do a ton of damage. And stunning Black Panther, always dangerous. I think my Black Panther currently does like 14,000 points of damage when he comes out of stun, so it's worthwhile. So there you go, Black Panther, Thanos, and Wolverine, however you can spec them with those minimum cover requirements. So there's your team up for this week. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's go old school and open up some tokens with this guy.
Nice. Token opening. So I've logged into Steam. Turns out I did okay on PvP. I finished 28th on Hill to Spy On.
Well, I have never finished that high in a PvP ever.
Yep, I told you, I had a weird weird something happening emotionally. So I got some rewards, but I'm going to open a token instead. Let's see, is that the goatee? I don't want the goatee. I'm going to poke him on the the forehead rhombus and get a 4-star instead of a 5-star this week. No, it's 5-star. It is a red-eyed monsters.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's my little red-eyed monster.
I just don't care for Null that much.
That takes him to a 2-3-1.
All right.
He is skyrocketing amongst my 5-stars.
Do we have any idea when Havoc is coming in, by the way?
Soon.
Soon. Okay.
So not today?
No, not today.
Still not today.
I poked and got a 4-star. It is a Nico.
Did you use the forehead rhombus?
I did.
Should have used the goatee. I already used up all the power of the forehead rhombus.
Yeah, apparently. It can continue my trend of now being 2 5-stars behind, plus this new one that's coming out any second now, so there will be 3 5-stars I don't have.
Apparently Monday or Tuesday, according to Blue Wolf, so...
Nice.
All right. I do have a bunch, but I'm only going to use one, so let's go for the old Soul Patch. Nope, it's a 4-star. It is a 4-star. Enter the fray, Domino.
Oh, Domino.
That'll get her.
Thank you for clarifying. I was like, someone has an ability called Enter the Fray?
Yeah, apparently. she is now a 292.
All right. Thank you to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Well, it's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. This show, along with several other exciting podcasts to help your eclectic podcast tastes be satisfied, since you'll be sitting at home on quarantine until early July. Check out the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Yep. Again, I recommend Unspooled, where they go through the AFI's top 100 film list. It's a good podcast.
Is that on the Soon to Be Named Network?
No.
That is not at all helpful. Thank you for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, if you're telling people to listen to podcasts, that's fine to recommend one.
I wasn't. I was just telling them to recommend to listen to the Lamborghini of podcast networks, if you will.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network. The Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Yeah, but they're all about wrestling or apparently eating chicken wings while watching a terrible TV show, so.
Wings was good.
Anything else for the Gun of the Order?
Negative. Ray Weiss is also going to be there. I like him.
I don't know who that is.
He was Leland Palmer on Twin Peaks.
Oh.
I have no other things to contribute to this show.
Okay. In that case, everybody, keep your social distance. Be safe, everybody. If you're high risk, please, for love of God, stay home. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in this week. We should be back here again next week to talk. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Amazon's still working, so if you want to go there via the banner at the top of our homepage, and you can feel bad for the Puzzle Warriors, send them some pennies, because we have to spend $1,000 on toilet paper and aloe gel and peroxide, so we can make our own Purell. Stuff's expensive nowadays. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, next week, the final four. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.